If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're coming to you from the Rock and Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. They understand it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage is the difference. Rock and Mortgage, push button, get mortgage, get your Rock and Mortgage on, son. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Great news, you can save a bunch of money. Switch to Geico, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Wild cards are tomorrow and Sunday. PharrellOnTheBench.com is on fire! Get all of my picks throughout the playoffs. Remember, in the national semifinals, I hit all four of those bets, hit the Penn State game both ways and Notre Dame game both ways, went 8-0 on that Saturday. I've been pretty hot ever since, too, with the rest of the crappy bowl games that have been on. I hit the Rose Bowl. I hit the Tennessee game. I hit a bunch of games. So PharrellOnTheBench.com does it all. It makes you fat stacks. You get everything pro and college rack, hockey, boxing, MMA, best price, best picks, best return. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. By the way, just so you know, some of our plans here at this place. We're going to Vegas. I already know we're going to Vegas, so I don't even have to ask. It's funny. I was talking to the suits about my, boxing trips. I do a lot of them. What do? Carver High, about 5 or 6 per year at least. For the fights?
Something like that.
So you can see Carver High's really excited about it. He's going to the Wilder Fury 2 fight, but he's so focused on the Bills right now that he doesn't want to discuss it. That's fine with me. But we do about 5 or 6 trips a year, and we're going to see that fight, the Wilder Fury 2 at the MGM in Vegas, February 20th through the 22nd. The fight's on the 22nd at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Sin City. Am I going to hug beautiful? So we'll see you in Vegas in a month and a half. I think that's about a month and a half, isn't it? What is today? Like tomorrow's Saturday's the 4th of January, right? 2020, Barbara Walters style. We're ready to go. And then last night I was in here. Did I not? I didn't mention that World War III started. Carver High suddenly awake after I said that. What did you think of that whole thing? Did you know that he killed some big shot military leader in Iran?
Saw this morning.
So you didn't know last night when it happened?
No.
Oh, I did. So anyway, I knew last night that it happened. I didn't mention it on the air. All I know is that Mafia mentioned that our gas prices will be going up, which is not a good thing. We spend a lot of money on gas. Anyway, I saw that the president is going to go to the national championship game. He seems really worried about Iran. He's going to the title game a week from Monday.
They just sent a bunch more troops out to the Middle East, so they are. Well, you see because everyone always says, stay your lane with sports and stuff when things like this pop up, but it is affecting sports that the U.S. soccer was supposed to go train in Qatar. They're supposed to have like a little camp over there, I guess, getting ready for 2 years from now.
Right.
Like, they're training at home now. We haven't sent them anywhere near that.
Right. That's probably not a bad idea. To get them out of there. Were they already there?
No, not yet.
Anyway, did you know that there was primetime golf going on in Hawaii? Check out. Mahalo, Babalulu.
I did know that.
It's going on the tournament this weekend in primetime. What is it, on NBC?
Yes.
I think so. So tell me this much, Carver High. Do you know the schedule for tomorrow with the FA Cup? Do you know that whole deal? Like,
no,
too
many games.
Well, I knew that it was tomorrow. I knew that was going on tomorrow.
I know that Huddersfield plays Southampton. That's all I know.
Is that right? So you're only focused on your team? Is that pretty much what it boils down to?
If there's something else going on, I'll take a look, but I just know my team.
Okay, so I need to look for, why would that not be on there? So I'm looking at all the leagues. Oh, here we go. The Champions League, Premier League. I'm looking for the FA Cup. God, there's so many. Oh, is it the English FA Cup? Is that the one?
Correct.
All right. So here we go. Let's see if I can get the games tomorrow. FA Cup scores. Here we go. So tomorrow, there it is, Carver High. Birmingham City against Blackburn Rovers. Bristol City against Shrewsbury Town, Burnley against Peterborough United, Millwall against Newport County, Roach Clipdale against Newcastle United, Rotherham United, hopefully I got that right, against Hull City, Brentford against Stoke, Brighton Hove Albion. I like that. That's with your boy Moy, right? He's a good player. Sheffield Wednesday. Is there actually a team called Sheffield Wednesday?
There is.
What do they do on Monday, Thursday, and Friday? Hang out on Tuesday? Cardiff City and Carlisle United. Fulham and Aston Villa. Oxford United and Hartlepool United. Where the hell are these teams from? Preston North End against Norwich City. Reading against Blackpool. Southampton and Huddersfield. That's your game right there, Carver High. 10 a.m. tomorrow. Is that one on TV? Can we watch that one?
No.
Watford and Tanmere Rovers. Hey, Carver, do you want to go on a road trip and go to some of these games in, like, Huddersfield? Maybe we go on a road trip over to London? What do you think?
Yeah, that works.
Road trip. Bournemouth against Luton Town. Hopefully I got that right. Fleetwood Mac Town against Portsmouth. Leicester against Wigan. I'm wigging out, bruh. Man City and your boy Pep Guardiola, is that his name? Against Port Vale and Wolverhampton and Man U. Those are both Premier League teams. How'd they end up hooking up? 12:30 tomorrow.
The way the draw goes sometimes.
Wow, that's a slew of games. I wonder, can I tape any of those? Are they going to have them on NBC Sports Channel maybe?
NBC doesn't have the FA Cup.
They don't have it at all?
No.
Who does?
I think ESPN Plus has a bunch of them.
Oh, really? So you would, like, you know, oh, I see, you're right, ESPN Plus on several of these games. There are just tons of them on ESPN Plus. Looks like I'll be watching soccer all day tomorrow on my iPhone.
I think FS1 might have them also.
So I've been having a problem, Carver High, with my earbuds. Mafia or Carver High, do either one of you have earbuds? The Apple earbuds, no? Anybody? Because you know what happens?
I have, Android.
Okay, so I have the earbuds, as you know, and they when I charge them, right? Let's say I'll charge them up to 100%, and then when I take the plug out, they start draining without even using them. So, like, when I charged them the night before the show. I left at the house, they were 100%. I guarantee you when I go home tonight at 4 in the morning, they'll be at, like, 10%. They drain while I'm not using them. How is that possible?
Try taking them out of the charger after they're done.
What a... Who takes them out of the little case?
I don't know. If they're draining while they're sitting in there.
Are you kidding? So I just take them out and I'm going to have them, like, all over the place? Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Leave them in the case and the case charges, too?
Yeah, they're supposed to.
Jesus, what a mess. Steve in Baltimore, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty, how you doing, man?
I'm all right.
Great. Well, I had to call and ask you a question. This is actually in regards to three of my best friends. They're diehard Steelers fans.
Right.
I'm a Ravens fan.
Right.
So the other night we're out talking, and they all think, since he announced he would take a position as a backup, that the Steelers should go after and sign Flacco as Ben's backup. And I said, I got to call Scotty and see what he thinks about that.
I don't like that at all because it's pretty apparent to me, and I think everybody else that knows anything about football, that he is now completely finished. That guy was terrible in Denver. I mean, do you remember when Peyton Manning's last year there when he was throwing ducks and people were like, Jesus, it's over. You got to just shut it down. That's how bad Flacco was. He was even worse. Carver, am I wrong? That guy was so bad. It was scary.
He was awful.
He's finished, isn't he?
Toast.
Do you think he'll just retire? Or do you think he's going to stand around and try to...
Somebody's going to sign him as a backup.
Collect some checks?
He'll keep getting paid.
Do you believe that Eli Manning, because he said he doesn't want to be a backup, no one's going to make him a starter?
Nah, he's in a different boat. If he says he doesn't want to be a backup, he's not getting a job.
Where do you think famous Jameis goes? Because he's not going to be in Tampa.
That's no idea. There's so much that could happen.
Do you think he's gone from Tampa?
I do.
What about you, Moff?
Yeah, absolutely. The way they ended that season, the way he kept just throwing picks left and right. I know he had injuries to his receiving core, but you can't keep doing that and keep your job to be the first ever 30-30 guy.
Do you think he'll be a starter somewhere else?
No, definitely not.
A backup?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to be a starter.
He'll be a starter somewhere?
Yeah, he will.
But not Tampa?
No.
What about, do you think they would take him in Carolina? And then Cam Newton would move.
Yeah, I'm still not. Until I find out who the Carolina coach is, I'm not saying that Cam Newton's leaving Carolina.
Yeah, I still think they'd be stupid to let him go, right? Isn't he going to have all these surgeries and be allegedly better? Do you think a guy that can have a shoulder surgery can ever be the same? You know what I mean? When you have a shoulder surgery and you throw the football for a living, do you believe that if you had like rotator or labrum tears that you would ever be the same again? Because I had rotator and labrum, and I never thought I'd be the same again, and I think I am. I think that, I mean, I shoot better now than I did even before I had it. And that's because I worked out a lot, you know what I mean? I lifted a lot of weights, and I mean not heavy weights either, light weights. I lifted light weights, you know, reasonable amounts of weight. Like under, you know, when I would work on my shoulder press or whatever, I'm talking, you know, 100, 125 pounds max, Mafia. Where I would work on that, like,
right.
Not even. Like, sometimes just I'd go from 125 down to, you know, 75, but do a lot of reps. And I never, the first year, I couldn't even lift my arm up to my waist. But now, several years later, it's been a long time since I did that. It's been at least 10 years, like, because I did that at Howard Stern.
Yeah, it was then.
So it's probably been 8 to 10 years.
Probably.
So... remember you guys all called me every name in the book when I got injured? Get up, you pee, you wussy, you F, you this, you that. Play with it. You're fine as my arm's hanging off my body and you guys are like, just keep playing, you wuss.
Well, who's going to predict you tore your labrum from diving into the grass? Right.
So, but I was never, it took a year and a half, 2 years to ever get normal. And then years after that, I got over it. I've never been able to sleep on my shoulders again. Like, I used to sleep sideways on my shoulder. Do you sleep Carver High on your back or your stomach or your shoulders?
Usually shoulder.
On his side, little side action?
The thing with Cam is, I mean, yeah, he had the shoulder thing, but, you know, he came back from that, and it's probably going to help him that he didn't play this whole year. The foot is his problem now. He's got an issue with the foot.
There's nothing worse.
So, I mean, he's got a lot of different things going
Wasn't
on.
Wasn't it a Liz Frank, the foot?
Right. So,
but don't you think that could be
fixed?
Shoulder
was last year.
But don't you think that could be fixed?
You'd like to hope so.
I mean, a guy's still young, right? It's not like he's my age.
I think the foot would be the bigger issue for him than the shoulder, because even though he's a quarterback and you think, okay, well, he's got to throw the ball, he was never the pocket passer sitting back there throwing the most accurate or deep or, you know, hardest passes. He did more damage with his mobility and being able to move. So I think the big thing for him is if his foot doesn't get right and he can't run, as we saw, you know, in the beginning of the season when he tried to play through it, that's going to ruin him.
Yeah, I think so.
855-212-4CBS.
What happened in the Celtic game tonight? Trey Young and Smart get in a fight? There was like a fight at the end of the game. Did you see the end of the game when Tice blocked Young? No call. And then I guess your boy Smart actually tripped over him.
That was an acting job.
He didn't trip over him. He stepped on him.
Right.
That's what he did. That was a cheap move by Smart.
Stepped on him and then acted like he got tripped by him.
That was really pathetic. That dive was really pathetic. You know the number. You know the rules. There are no rules, no laws, no limits, no love lost. Plenty of trash talking, lying, driving and crying and flopping on a bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Mafia's driving to Montreal tomorrow. Right? Is that about right? You're going to drive to Canada tomorrow and back? Is that literally like 13 hours?
Yeah, like 11 to 12. The plan was for tomorrow. Looks like it might get pushed back to Sunday, though.
Oh, so now you're not leaving tomorrow?
No, it looks like I might have to do Sunday instead.
What could be worse? So now you're going to go Sunday and then come back 13 hours later and then go to work Monday? Sounds
fun. Yeah,
thankfully
we don't work till Monday night.
So why is that happening?
Complications on people being around.
On that end?
Yeah.
So you would drive up there and no one would be there?
Yeah, last minute work trip apparently popped up.
Oh, all right. So now you're not going?
No, Sunday I'll take her back.
Ugh. Are you still going to go with your fiance? Or is she now out of it too?
Possibly. We'll see. She's had a back issue since we went and did something a couple weeks ago.
So how can you make her go sit in a car for 14 hours?
I'm trying not to. I'm telling her not to, but she's, you know, doesn't want me to do it by myself.
One word, Vicodin.
Yeah, well, she's taking some other things. It hasn't helped.
Listen, that does not sound fun at all.
No, it
does. So I guess you won't be playing basketball with the fistfight friends.
I will not, no. I will unfortunately miss them.
I'm not playing.
By unfortunately, I mean gladly.
I'm not playing with them ever. I'm done playing with those two idiots. I'll knock their teeth out. That's what I'll do. I can't stand either one of them. The minute I see them, I want to get in a fist fight. I literally want to beat the crap out of one of them. I've already done it.
Blood boy, once you see him walk in.
I've already done it once.
Right.
So you know what I did last week, don't you?
You just played earlier.
Yeah, I just set up a game early. And then if they show up, they're not playing. They're not welcome. It's a closed game. I don't care what you want. You ain't playing. So we hate you. You're not playing with us. So go take a hike. Go find some new friends. Because you ain't got any friends where we play. Can you believe that two guys, that they ruined the game for everybody like that? Like, the people put up with that crap? I don't put up with it. I'll drop. Let's go. You want to fight? I'll fight you.
Well, people were putting up with it, but now it seems like, you know, it's a revolt of everyone. Everyone knows how much of, you know, tools they are and doesn't want to be around when they're there. So, you know, the more and more the guys like you and some of these other ones who are kind of...
staples.
Yeah, staples of being there just refuse to play. It's ruining the game, shutting down the game, so... You know, if there's no game to play, if they're on the court, then they're not going to stay.
There's no game. That's what we're doing. We got everybody playing at different times now. If they walk in, I leave. Oh, but I still say something to them because I want to beat one of their asses so bad. Well, I just say right to them, I'll beat your ass. Let's go. Follow me outside. I'll beat you. I'll knock your teeth out. You wussy. Big tough guy, huh? They're tough until somebody wants to fight them. I'm ready to fight them. Carver Eye's like, God, all this violence. Jesus. I remember when there was a time when Carver High appreciated a good hockey fight. I don't know what happened to him. Maybe started having kids and stuff. Started getting nice. I remember when you used to like to watch Matt Martin get in a fight. There was a time when you appreciated a good bloody knuckle fight. I don't know what happened to you. Now you like, you know.
It's funny you bring that up because obviously fighting now it's just done. You know, it just doesn't happen in hockey anymore. So I was doing some research today on the Benoit Hogue thing tomorrow night.
Right.
So of course I wanted to go back and look at some of the stuff from the 93 Islander playoff run where they went to the East Finals. And in that was, of course, the Dale Hunter cheap shot on Pierre Turgeon where Turgeon scores the goal to kind of clinch the series. And of course, Hunter, you know, blindsides him into the boards, and Benny Hogue was like one of the guys in the mix in that whole thing. So I was watching it to see. I'm going to ask him about it tomorrow night.
Right.
Rich Pilon takes a beeline after Dale Hunter, the gutless move that he did with there. Pilon goes from like center ice, like a missile, and just absolutely flies into Hunter. It was unbelievable, and you just don't see brawls like that.
Ever.
Anymore in hockey.
Ever.
And Pilon just like a heat-seeking missile right from center ice, and he just jumped into Hunter at the end of it. It was unbelievable.
And all hell broke loose.
Oh, it was still to this day one of the most just gutless cheap shots in NHL history.
So have you never talked to Hogue before?
No.
Well, that'll be cool.
Tomorrow night will be the first time I talked.
He'll remember it.
Oh, he'll remember it. He was right there. He's the guy celebrating next to Turgeon when Hunter takes him out.
Dale Hunter was a dirty player.
Oh, no question. That was the dirtiest thing he ever did.
He was no joke. You love him if he's on your team, though. You hate him if he's against you. Ahmed in Virginia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Scotty?
Hey, bro, what's happening?
Pour one up for you, roll one up for me, brother.
Can we get it covered right here? Just pour everybody a drink. This is ridiculous. There you go.
All right, so two things. Back when you were back in the day, did you ever used to go to Baltimore and go through the whole strip club districts?
I mean, I've certainly been to Baltimore, and I've done all kinds of bad things there, and you name it. So, yeah, I would say yes.
Nice.
I've done everything, dude. I've done everything twice.
Nice. What do you think about Ron Rivera for the Redskins and going after Chase Young, the whole situation?
Look, I mean, Ron Rivera is a great choice, everyone seems to think, for the Redskins. But that's a place, in my opinion, frankly, coaches go to die. I mean, it really is. It's bad luck. I mean, that place is a harbinger of death. It really is.
Did you see what he did today?
Name anyone that's gone there. All they do is lose.
He goes in there.
It's just a disaster.
Gets rid of the ping pong table. Gets rid of all like the stuff that the guys use in the locker room.
Right.
Get the ping pong table out of there. The hard fist of Ron Rivera.
Are they
right
the number?
The
do they get the number two pick?
Yes, they
so
do.
So get young. That'll be that.
That's who they should take.
Boom.
You know, obviously, Cincinnati is going to take
Burrow.
And
get Chase Young.
That's it.
Done deal. So didn't, I think Haskins said something to him. I'll see you soon.
Right, they already got Haskins. They already got with McLaurin or the receiver that he had at Ohio State. Now they're going to get one of his other teammates.
Listen,
from Ohio State.
They're going to build something there for sure. He's a good coach. But, stranger things have happened. Everyone that goes there fails. It doesn't matter who it is. So, I got to tell you, there's certain franchises. It shouldn't be that way in Washington. It should not be that they're a loser because they have a great storied history, right? But they're like the Cleveland Browns now. They really are. All they do is lose. It's true, right? You can't even argue it. Trotsky in Georgia.
Hey, how you doing, Pharrell?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I know you're a big boxing fan, so, man, I wanted to get your input and, I guess, opinion on this. I know, you know, Mayweather, he said he's potentially coming back this year.
Right.
And as a fan, well, I only think he's coming back for one fight. But as a fan, do you want to see Mayweather Pacquiao too? And if it did happen, who do you have?
Well, I think we're going to see it without fail. I think that fight's going to happen. We've heard all about it from everyone we know that, you know, in boxing. I hear it left and right. There's a lot of people that want Pacquiao to have other fights, but that's the fight I think that Pacquiao wants more than any other. And I know Freddie Roach has told me as much. So, once again, I would take Floyd Mayweather over Manny Pacquiao. I know he beat him, and then he started talking about his shoulder was injured and everything else, but... you know, I think Manny's been incredible in his career. He's amazing, and he's been phenomenal. He's been fascinating to watch. But Mayweather's better, and that's just all there is to it. I mean, you could sit here and talk all day long about how great Pacquiao is, and Mayweather's better. I mean, Mayweather never lost. Mayweather beat him, beat everybody. You know, people say, oh, he beat Canelo, and Canelo was, you know, wasn't as good as he is now. He's bigger and stronger, whatever, he beat him. He beat everybody. If he fights, you know, this nonsense of him fighting MMA guys like Khabib or Masvidal is just, it's just revolting to me. I think it's disgusting. You know, the whole McGregor thing was a joke. He kicked his ass. It was embarrassing. If he's going to fight someone, he should just fight Pacquiao, prove it again, beat him again, and call it a day. He'll make $300 million on the fight, right? So... the guy has so much, he's got more money than God. So I don't even know why he needs to do it to prove anything to anybody, but that's what he's going to do.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Carver, you didn't tell me what happened with Jonas Cespedes with this wild boar that everyone's talking about tonight.
I don't know. He's chasing him around at his ranch or something. That's why he was out all year.
And broke his ankle.
Yeah.
So he was chasing a wild boar, fell in a hole.
I guess I
broke
personally,
his ankle.
All I saw was the headline. I did not get into the specifics of the boar.
I guess he was running away from the wild boar.
Yeah,
causing...
he has some kind of traps around his ranch and things like that to deal with this wildlife and keep the people like protected. I guess, and I guess one was caught, and either he was letting it out or someone else was, and it came at him, and he moved out of the way to avoid it and stepped in some hole and messed up his ankle.
But he's coming back this year, and he's got a pay cut.
Otherwise, he ain't getting paid.
Isn't that right? But he cut a deal, right, to play for less money?
Yeah, because the Mets filed a grievance and tried to really just get rid of all the salary from last year and this year, so they came to some deal where they reduced what he got last year, and then this year he's basically making $6 million, and then if he plays, you know, a good amount, then he makes $11 million, and if he hits all these other, you know, clauses for plate appearances and stats and stuff, then he can make all the money back, but... basically, if he can't play this year, he's only getting $6 million and that's it, which, you know, is nice for a guy if you can't play. You get
he's missed a ton of games.
Yeah, so ever since he signed that big contract, he's been banged up.
He's
he had the heels, then he had the ankles.
Isaiah Thomas got ejected 88 seconds into a game tonight for the Wizards. He made contact with a ref.
And it was very, I'm going to say a little suspect. I watched it a couple of times.
He didn't try to put his hands on him. It was accidentally.
He did put his hands on him. I thought the ref was a little too quick with the trigger. personally. Me.
Yeah, I saw it.
It was a close play out of bounds. The two guys were kind of going for the ball. I thought it was a little bit of a quick trigger.
I did too. But they tossed him. And that was that. Chris LeVert of the Nets reportedly to return to the lineup Saturday following his thumb surgery, and no one cares. Michael Porter Jr. reminded the NBA how good he and the Nuggets can be. Did you see him the other night? He had 25 points. And they gave him a shower after the game, like his teammates. Didn't they give him the water shower? They gave him a celebratory shower. There you go. It's the first time he's done anything in the NBA where he actually lit it up and all of his potential came to a head. The Miami Heat are going to retire Dwayne Wade's number 3 jersey on February 22nd against the Cavaliers on the Saturday night of the Wilder Fury fight. You think people will still go to the Heat game that night to see the Dwayne Wade jersey retirement? Or are they going to stay home and watch the fight? They can still go to the Heat game and get home because the fight won't start till after midnight.
Yeah, you could do both.
All 30 NBA teams will wear black bands on their uniform the rest of the season to honor David Stern. We've been able to talk about David Stern now, Carver High, for 3 consecutive nights. It's a new record.
Well, you know, he's in the news. You know, he passed away a couple days ago, so they're going to have all this stuff for him.
Did you see the Ohio players pour French fries on Frank Solich tonight after winning the Potato Bowl?
I got nothing to do with the Potato Bowl. Oh, nothing to do with it.
Canadians agree to terms with your boy Ilya Kovalchuk now. How far from making $100 million is he? He's now making $700,000.
He's still getting his check from the Kings cutting him, so he's still getting some money.
Did you see the Golden Knights coach Gerard Gallant get all feisty at a press conference?
I didn't blame him, really.
Somebody asked him, why can't you beat any good teams?
I mean, it's kind of a stupid question. I mean, they went from an awful start this year. I mean, they were buried. They had a bad start, bad October.
Now they're in first place.
And now they're rolling it first in the Pacific. So just calm down.
Lighten up, like, Francis.
Honestly, you play who you play. It's just like with anything else. It's the National Hockey League. Most of the league, it's tough to win every single night. There's 2 or 3 really bad teams this year. I get it. But every night you're in a fight. I mean, it is what it is.
Penguins captain Sidney Crosby practices again with the team. No update on his status. They need him back badly after losing Jake Guentzel. Didn't you lose a player today?
Adam Pellick, yes. Done for the year. Or and, done for 4 months, you know, well, 3 or 4 months.
Whatever. What was his role?
Well, he was their top pair defenseman.
So they lose one of their top defensemen.
Yes, plays the most minutes. Him and Pulak.
What happened to him?
Shut Crosby down last year.
What happened to him?
It was an injury in the pregame warm-up, allegedly. You know how they all kick the soccer ball around in the hallway before the game?
Right.
Allegedly, it happened during that.
So wait a minute.
Going on.
You're telling me that they were kicking a soccer ball around, maybe, and this guy got hurt and he's done for the year?
Achilles injury, yes.
Oh, so he tore his Achilles.
I don't have the specific injury in front of me, but he's going to be out a while.
Are they mad at him?
I mean, look, these guys, I mean, every team, they all do it every single night. I'm surprised there isn't more injuries like that.
Starlin Castro and the Nationals agree to a contract amid Josh Donaldson rumors. They're going to play him at second base. Villanova's Jay Wright named the AP Coach of the Decade. Are we still doing Decade Dance of Decadence?
Unfortunately.
The New Year's already upon us, but we're still reviewing the 2010s through 19, we're still doing that decade. Even 4 days into the new year, we're still doing it. So now the new college basketball best teams list is out. This is what I surmise is the best teams. Gonzaga, Butler, Ohio State. They lost tonight to Wisconsin. I had the Badgers in the number. Shake out. Ooh. San Diego State, they're undefeated. They're playing on the road tomorrow. Big game. Kansas, Auburn, Nova, Villanova, Louisville, Oregon, Dayton, Memphis, Wichita State, and Michigan evaluated as the top teams in the nation in college basketball. Here you go, Premier League power rankings, Carver. You know I get excited about the Premier League. I'm going to avoid the bottom-ranked teams here and go from the outside looking in. Arsenal at number 11. And they're coming off a big win the other day. They beat Man U 2-0. I saw that game. Number 10, Brighton and Hove Albion. There you go. Last match, a draw with Chelsea. Chelsea scored late. Everton's number 9. They lost 2-1 at Man City. Sheffield United is 8. They lost 2-0 to Liverpool the other day. Number 7, the Wolves. They lost 2-1 at Watford. Number 6, Tottenham. They lost 1-0 at the Saints. Man U is now number 5. They lost to Arsenal 2-0. Embarrassing loss. Chelsea's number 4. They drew Brighton 1-1 with the late goal. Leicester's number 3. They won 3-0 at Newcastle. Number 2 is Man City. They won 2-1 against Everton at home at Etihad. And then Liverpool, unbeaten in over a year. What is it now? 40 wins in a row or something like that? They won 2-0 at Sheffield United. They are badass. Watching that team, they're no joke. And your boy Harry Kane suffers the hamstring tear, Carver. They're looking like, what, 3-4 months, they're saying?
He's going to be out a long time.
That's not good. Tank in Pennsylvania, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Tank, get a grip, man.
How do you think after Wilder wins against Fury, he'll take on Joshua?
Probably not, because Joshua's a P. He never fights anybody that matters.
I
mean, honestly, right? Like, what? Who's he fought? What, he fight that fat guy twice? What, are you going to fight him 5 times? He's afraid of Wilder.
And then one other thing, just because you're a Pittsburgh boy.
Yeah.
Do you feel T.J. Watt deserves Defensive Player of the Year?
No, but I think he got as far as he's going to get with that all-pro nod. I think that's good enough for him, if you ask me. He's not the Defensive Player of the Year in football. I think he's been really good. I think he's all-pro. I think he's a badass. I actually think he's better than his brother. And no one else would agree with that, but his brother never plays. His brother's playing tomorrow because, what, it's a playoff game? He shows up, misses every other game. Now he's going to be a rock star tomorrow. He'll probably be gassed is what he'll be.
We'll see how long, how effective he'll be in that game tomorrow.
I know you get excited, Carver High, when Michaela Schifrin skis.
Who?
She starts 2020 by putting 2019 in its place. She didn't sleep for 3 days after she, what may prove a turning point in her season, a 17th place slalom finish December 17th. She was very appalled by her performance in Courchevel, France. She skipped the following weekend's races before sweeping a giant slalom and a slalom race in Austria last weekend. She's back on track, headed to her first race of 2020, a slalom in Zagreb, Croatia tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern on NBC Sports Gold. She's favored to earn her 65th World Cup victory and 44th in slalom to break Lindsey Vonn's record for the most victories in a single discipline for a woman. She's a great skier, Carver High.
Whatever. I got Bills Texans tomorrow at 4:30.
Listen, I got early morning skiing. I got early morning FA Cup. I got Pharrell Baller action.
I got Bills Texans and Islanders Leafs tomorrow night. I mean,
that's it for you.
As far as I can
you
go.
You only root for those teams. All other sporting events are non-existent.
Well, I mean, tomorrow when I got two events like that on the docket.
No FA Cup.
Well, I mean, listen, I got a lot going on.
You
won't
even watch Huddersfield on ESPN+.
I doubt it.
Very disappointing.
I got Olivia in the morning. There's no way.
Does your wife work on Saturdays?
She's got to work tomorrow.
So. Ugh, the humanity of it all. Do you think Teofimo Lopez will fight Lomachenko? And if he does, do you think he can beat Lomachenko? Have you seen this guy, Teofimo Lopez, fight? He knocks everybody out violently.
No, but all I've been told is that Lomachenko can't be beaten, so.
Lomachenko, pound for pound. Do you think Bud Crawford or Lomachenko is the best fighter in the world?
Well, Bud's our boy. I mean, I'd hate to go against him. You know, he's friend of the bench, no question there, but it's probably Lomachenko.
So the winter storm Henry going to hit New England. Do you think they're going to be playing that game in pouring rain or snow or both?
Both.
By the way, it's Derrick Henry's birthday for the game. His 26th birthday. Do you think he'll have a big birthday present game and bust off a buck 50 and 2 touchdowns?
So it's Derrick Henry's birthday.
Right.
The storm is called Henry.
Whoa.
There's just so many things happening.
It's the perfect storm.
Yeah, 12 carries for 52 yards. That's...
I can't wait to hear Benoit Hogue's recollection of that brawl.
check it out on Twitter. I'll be live streaming it.
How was his career with the Islanders? Very good. Did he
three best years of his career?
Three best.
He did win a cup with the Stars. The foot in the crease, Brett Hull season.
Is that right?
He was on that team.
So he got a cup.
He's a Stanley Cup champion.
That's all that matters. He's got a ring and a cup.
But his three best years, you know, goal-wise, point-wise, were all the 3 years he spent with the Islanders.
Don't forget, you can listen to the podcast of this very show after this show, and then tomorrow morning you can listen to the podcast of this very show again on Twitter at Scott Farrell and at On the Bench CBS, also on Facebook.com/Farrell on the Bench. Never miss a show. If we're preempted by play-by-play, you can listen to us on the CBS Sports app, Radio.com, SiriusXM app, Channel 206, and ask Alexa, play CBS Sports Radio. Have a great weekend, everybody. Have fun driving to Montreal on Sunday, Mafia. Carver High, good luck at Bobby McCann's with the Aisle Seat Podcast. I'll be playing ball tomorrow morning. Hopefully I won't get in a fist fight. Then again, maybe I'll get in a fist fight just for fun. It's Pharrell on the Bench. Have a fantastic weekend, everybody. For Carver High and Mafia, I'm Pharrell. Good night.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.